Yes, indeed, and we are anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you might have. You can either call it in or you can text it in. 651-461-9226. That number will get you either the phone call or text question answered. 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. Beautiful morning, I would say.
It is.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it's perfect. It's beautiful. It's going to be, I'm not laughing at the overnight low tomorrow night. The overnight low Sunday night here in the Twin Cities and surrounding area is going to be near 80. It's the overnight low, which means Monday is going to be around 100. And again, we always like to not only think about your customers, but the crews. We always like to talk about weather-related issues when we're talking construction. What kind of processes do you have? Does Lindis have for protecting their workers when it's so hot?
You know, in the area of the world that we live in, we have to talk about extreme heat and extreme cold. So there's steps that you have to take in both of those cases. Of course, Monday we'll be going over, every crew goes over a weekly safety meeting, and I'm sure we'll be reiterating how you have to watch the people you work with. Not only have to listen to your own body, you have to pay attention to everyone else around you. When you're up 2-3 stories and you're dealing with 100-degree weather, and like Denny, sometimes when you go into an attic, it might be 130, 140 degrees. Wow. You can't be in there very long. So you got to rely on timing it out and the people you work with to make sure that it is a safe scenario. There are steps you can take to stay safe no matter what the conditions are. You just got to stay hydrated, you know, and take enough breaks to get through the job. Sometimes when the weather gets this extreme, we have to slow down. It might take us a little bit longer, but you know, what the alternative is I think it's worth it taking our time.
Oh, absolutely. And I had to talk to you about those news stories lately about a swimming pool contractor, if you want to go that far to call this guy that, who's basically built people out of a whole lot of money, and they're paying him, and I'm not sure what percentage of the job that they were asked to pay up front. But what is typical? I mean, what have you heard over the years as far as what various contractors will request when you sign on to do whatever kind of job it is? What's typical?
You know, it can vary from trade to trade. But what I've found, I think one of the fairest things to do is a third down, a third at start, and a third upon completion. That's how we normally operate. And when you're talking about storm work, Denny, too, a lot of times the insurance company is going to give you a big check. And homeowners have a tendency to sign that rate over to the contractor. I know contractors are probably all, if they're listening, they're shaking their head at me. Because sometimes getting paid on insurance work, because you're going to get the actual cash value. And then once the work is completed, the insurance company more often than not is going to give you the depreciated value. So sometimes there's some lag between that. But that's maybe 70% of the job. So people are giving 70% up front without the work being started. That's a scary proposition, knowing how many contractors come in and out during storms and how many contractors fail and go out of business. So you really have to do your due diligence and make sure not only are you choosing the right contractor, but maybe you're not giving all of the money up front. And that means that you're going to have to be pretty disciplined on not letting that extra money burn a hole in your pocket in your savings account too. I get that. Customers tell me, like, I don't want to have this money, so you take it all. We hear that almost every day, Denny. And so I understand that. And luckily, we're one of those companies that are always going to live up to our contracts, but that's not always the case.
When a homeowner is looking to hire someone for whatever job, remodeling, roofing, siding, whatever the case may be, how do they check on a construction person's or company's license? And does that even give you all the information?
Yes, it should. You should be able to get the license number from the contractor, and with the Department of Labor, you should be able to check to see if it is a valid license. And you can also check with all of the review sites online. Those are really good resources. Mind you, that is getting a little bit cloudier, so do your due diligence. But besides making sure that they're licensed, get a certificate of insurance. And don't be afraid to call that insurance company and make sure that it's valid, especially if it's older than a few months old. I see it on a regular basis. I work with enough roofing companies out there, and sometimes they pay their bill and get their certificate, and they stop paying their bill, and they use that certificate for a while. I hear those stories, enough where it becomes a worry. So just check everything, and then if you can, talk to their customers. You know, we'll gladly walk you down the street to current projects that maybe we had some service on, projects that we completed 10 years ago, 15 years ago to last year. So we encourage people to talk to our customer base. And I think more people, if they chose that and used that and tried to follow up with any contractor that you're choosing to come into your home, if you reach out to their customers and find out exactly how the experience went, the people that do that tend to have a much better luck with the contractors that they choose.
What is the status? You alluded to it a few minutes back about storm chasers. I mean, have you heard any experiences with what I call out of towners about storm chasers? I mean, have you heard any experiences with what I call out of towners that are kind of fly by night at all? Given recent storms,
you know, they're in town for sure. It's not as hot and heavy as some people make it out to be. A lot of the hail damage was pretty rural. Not that there's not enough work. There's probably over 100,000 roofs, the way it sounds like, that been affected by hail from all of the May storms. But we're just now getting to the point of installing them. And Denny, the state of materials and roofing materials and accessories, particularly, isn't good. A lot of the major manufacturers, again, are cutting down on the styles that they're going to be offering and limiting the supply or what you're able to buy. And what worries me about that is when roofers start to cut corners, they really start to cut corners on the accessories that they use. And for us, the whole system is very, very important. I'll put a roof off 2-3 weeks if that's what it's going to take to get the accessories. Luckily, we have a partner in GAF that we never really have to wait for anything. And in the last year, I've had 2-3 roofs I couldn't source on colors. And we're waiting on some hickory color for a couple of roofs right now. But I think that's about to get made, and we'll see how things go here. But that's when they're going to start cutting corners. So I'm anticipating this fall and next year is when I start to hear more and more of the bad stories of storm chasers, because that's when we're going to start seeing the results of the shoddy work.
Yeah, and you guys do see that. I tell you what, let's do. I'm getting a little signal here. Any time for a quick break. And let's invite our listeners to join in on our conversation. If you have any kind of a home improvement question for Andy, call it in or text it in. Just one number to do either. 651-461-9226. Again, that's 651-461-9226. Call in your question or send the text. Sunshine today, highs near 85 here in the Twin Cities. But again, for Father's Day tomorrow, we're going to get up to near 96, maybe 100 on Monday. The new temperature into the Twin Cities right now, the official temp, 71 degrees here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. It is 9:21 here on the 18th of June. Don't forget Dad tomorrow. In the meantime, we're answering your home improvement questions. Andy Lindis doing the answering here this morning. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. I didn't spell it yet. Lindus. If you want to get in touch, I want to remind you that easy-to-remember number, 8449-LINDIS, 8449-LINDIS, will get you to Lindis Construction. In fact, that's the answer here, Andy, for a text. I'll just read the text where it says, Andy, I've enjoyed your show every Saturday. What's the name of your deck expert that you've had on the show? I'd like to call him to discuss an underdeck problem I'm having. We can do that. Again, I can give you that phone number. And I believe, Andy, this texter is talking about Luke Panic, I would guess, huh?
He is. And Luke's youngest son, Simon, a recent graduate of high school in Amory, Wisconsin, just started for us as our latest leaf guard installer.
All right.
So we got a second-generation Panic kid coming up for the second time. His oldest son worked for us for a bit, but he actually works for the largest Cambria dealer now in the country in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Outstanding. I tell you, well, and a lot of folks who don't know, and we should mention it from time to time, I know we do occasionally, but the Linda's Construction is still a family-run business, right?
We are. We are, and we're going to keep it that way as often as we get these private equity firms and venture capital money in our industry is pretty rampant right now, and I get emails and phone calls on a regular basis, and well, it's not us. We're going to stay family run. It's me and my two brothers, and it's going to stay that way for as long as I can see it. I'm having the time of my life, Denny. I get to work with awesome people every day. We have almost 160 people here in the metro area.
Wow.
Installing siding, windows, roofing, decking, leaf guard gutters, and they're great. And my sales team is fun to work with. I just we're really lucky right now, and it's my only goal in life is to be the world's greatest employer in the replacement contracting world, and with my people, that's getting easier and easier every day.
Well, another thing, and I know I would like to mention it from time to time, you've got people that, I mean, really long-term, which is just a good reflection on management and ownership, but right? I mean, you've got folks that have been there for many years.
Yeah, we're celebrating 10, 15, and 20-year anniversaries every month at our company meeting, so that's always a lot of fun, and that just goes to show you, too. Not only that, Denny, we have a lot of second-generation people that have started, me included, over the years. So we tend to stick with the families, and that's been a lot of fun to see the second generation come up and be just as good a craftsman as their family members were.
That's for sure. And getting back to that texter or anyone who maybe wants a new deck or questions answered, you want to get maybe a new design or thoughts. Just 844-9-LINDIS. That's the number, 844-9-LINDIS. You might want to get on the web, too. We always like to suggest that, lindisconstruction.com. In the meantime, though, we have a show to do here, and if you have any kind of a home improvement question for Andy, call it in or text it in, 651-461-9226. Here's one from a listener, Andy. It says, I've got six pieces of R13 bat insulation from a remodeling project where I was putting in between my studs. In my attic, I've got blown-in insulation and a couple of paths there that have been matted down from previous projects over the years. Can I use that R13 insulation in those paths instead of using blown-in insulation?
Yes. Is it going to be as effective as blown-in insulation? Probably not. I mean, you're still adding an R13. I just don't know what's underneath it. Do you have a vapor barrier? Are you stopping the airflow? That's the one thing that is usually overlooked in insulating. In fact, more often than not, Denny, we've discussed this, when we're in attics and we're doing an insulation project, we're finding 2 to 4 different types of insulation that have been added to that attic over the years. So that tells me, you know, sometimes 3 different times people tried to make that attic better by adding insulation and never succeeded. You only succeed when you deal with the air infiltration. You need to do the attic air sealing and make sure that you have the proper ventilation in the attic. If you have that, yes, adding the R13 is going to help. But the blown insulation, I think, would be a little bit better to get to the desired R value and making sure that the entire attic is about the same R value.
You know, I mentioned it early on our car care show, Andy, that I had not thought about it until I looked it up. And, you know, you can Google everything and anything and get all sorts of information, some good, some not so good. But I looked at my air conditioner, the compressor, you know, the coils out there. And over the years, 3 or 4 years ago, I think I had a new unit after all these years. And it really collected so much. It was like a blanket covering all the coils, and I couldn't believe it. So I opened it up and did the whole hose routine. And what a difference in cooling the house down. And maybe that's just a tip for someone who maybe hasn't done it like I did. And I'm going to be doing this at least once a year now, if not two. Have you done that yourself?
Funny you should mention that. You know, I was out of town this week. I was in actually Tulsa, Oklahoma, having a meeting with some of the largest roofers in the country, going over the state of materials and just a nice roundtable discussion. Guys from Florida, Oklahoma, Ohio, and it's our first meeting. We've had all of our Canadian friends back in the States since COVID, so it was fun to hear how things are going up there. And boy, if we think it's hard to source materials here in the States, just be happy we're not trying to do it in Canada. Those people up there are having a little bit more of a struggle than we are. So, but anyway, long story short, first day out of town, the air conditioner goes out here. And same problem. I should have had it cleaned myself. I should have done the maintenance on it myself, but it's going to cost me a couple $100s because I hired a guy to come out and do it while I was out of town. And if I'd have done what you did, Denny, I wouldn't have had one. The air conditioner went out on the hottest day of the year since the beginning. And two, it wouldn't have cost me a couple $100.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It is what it is. But money well spent. My wife was happy. The kids were happy, and didn't cost me a new air conditioner. You know, that one's 15 years old. I thought maybe it was the end of the line.
So that's all it took was a cleaning.
Yeah, it was a cleaning and something with one of the wires as well was a little corroded.
Okay. Well, good. Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. All right. We need to take a break. I want to alert Mark on the phone. You're going to be first up here after we have a look at that forecast. So stay with us. If you have a home improvement question, by all means, we welcome yours. It's 651-461-9226. It's the Home Improvement Show. Andy Linus will be answering more questions here on 830-WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are around every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to our good friends at Lindus Construction, LINDUS. If you want to get in touch, 844-9-LINDUS. Easy number to remember, 844-9-LINDUS. Andy Linus is answering your questions as usual this morning, either by text or by phone, and it's one number will get you either, 651-461-9226. Andy, we promised Mark in Lake Elmo he would be first up here. Mark, thank you for waiting. What is your question for Andy?
I have a sinkhole problem. I had it in my apron on the driveway, and I put in a new concrete apron. Now it's moved over to the side of it, and my brickwork on the front of the house is actually dropping. Do you have suggestions on how to fill a sinkhole?
Yeah, I think some of the best people at doing that type of work is Jesse Treble and SafeBasements.com. They do something called foam jacking. Instead of using sand or mud, which eventually can erode or evaporate, this foam jacking, it's just an expandable foam. And there's a formula that they're going to use. And as it expands, it actually compacts the soil a little bit. So the chances of this, you know, being a permanent fix goes way up. And having said that, if there's other foundation issues or other things that are leading to it, there's no better company in our area of the world than Safe Basements to take a look at your foundation and things of that nature.
No, you're absolutely right. We had Jesse out to the house here a couple of years ago to fix a kind of a sinking part of a sidewalk. And and it was kind of fun watching the process. But you're right, and we've had discussions about this. That foam jacking seems so much better than mud jacking for sure. But yeah, as Andy suggested, safebasements.com, Mark, and you'll be happy.
And I know they're pretty busy. Much smaller holes that they have to drill into the concrete too in order to complete that. You know, with the other products out there, it just seems you notice those holes pretty easily from a distance.
Yeah, they can camouflage those little holes pretty well. Mm-hmm. SafeBasements.com. Again, here is our number, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, Andy. How often do you see damage to steel siding or a quality roof when there is a vine growing along the border of it? You ever see that?
The more stuff on the roof, it seems like if there's algae and other debris on the roof, those areas seem to absorb the hail a little bit more. It's harder to show the hail damage as a whole. There's a definite difference between quality roofing and some of the lesser grade roofs out there. Every manufacturer up until COVID had a heavy-duty shingle, and as the supply chain got crunched, that heavy-duty shingle went away less and less. But unfortunately, that went away less and less because, we'll just put it this way, the one heavy-duty shingle that we use and still use to this day that we have yet to find any hail damage on, the Glenwood shingle, we were like 95% of all of the installs in the Midwest, Denny. So that wasn't getting used a lot. And we can get on roofs right now and look at from the Ultra shingle to the Glenwood shingle to the Grand Canyon shingle, all of them higher-end GAF shingles, are doing a much better job of not showing damage than the lower level lines. I can be in roofs. In fact, I got this message from a building association, townhome association. I gave an estimate to 14 months ago, Denny, and I lost the bid. One, I don't do things cheap, and if you're looking for cheap, I'm the wrong guy. And I only do a certain type of roofing. For me, the roofing that I'm installing is usually only going to be a Class 4 shingle, like Armor Shield or Glenwood, and that's the pricing I gave this townhome association. Well, they reached back out to me because 14 months ago when I lost the bid, they chose another company, use a lesser shingle, and the entire thing is now hail damaged again. And like we've talked about before, everyone thinks it's great that you're going to get this money from the insurance company and you're going to get a new roof. But once you do it once, you never want to do it again. No one wants roofers and construction workers at that association for another 30 to 45 days, which is what it's going to take to replace all of that roofing again. So I totally understand where their heads are at now and why they are putting the full court press on the Glenwood shingle or an Armor Shield shingle. So should hail happen again, they're going to be protected. I can show them houses in their neighborhood that I've installed in the last year that are not hail damaged. So I think it's going to be trending that way. And when you start to look at what insurance companies are going to do with their deductibles and maybe start to prorate what they give you on a roof that's 10 years or older, it's starting to make more and more sense to look at hail-proof roofing.
Yeah. Yes. It's saving. It's my late brother used to say, you can't afford to buy cheap shoes.
Yes.
That's true. Let's grab a phone call from Jerry, who I believe is calling in from Oakdale this morning. Jerry, what is your question for Andy Lindis? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I've got a room air conditioner in my condo. Actually, not a window. It's there's a sleeve there. There's a hole in the wall, and the air conditioner sits in there. However, it's run great. However, all of a sudden, it's blowing the circuit breaker. I can't even get it to run more than 5 minutes without blowing the circuit breaker.
Yeah, it's time to get a professional involved. More than likely, there's some type of short. It could be a bad breaker that happens every now and then. But something is causing that to go. Don't try to force it over or hold it over or anything like that. There's a reason why that breaker is going, and you need to. If you don't know the proper way to investigate why that's happening, it's time to get an electrician involved and see what's going on, or your HVAC professional might be able to troubleshoot that as well.
There's kind of a follow-up on that last text question, Andy. The texter kind of added to it. The damage as far as the question about steel siding or roofing was the damage from the vine that was growing on those areas. I just see the qualification here.
Yep, no. That can, anytime trees or vines or plants are growing on anything, it is deteriorating that material. Now, steel siding is probably the one that's going to hold up the best and has the best chance of getting completely cleaned off. But having said that, I wouldn't have anything growing on my house. Or I always want to look at where the trees are. I'm trimming them on a regular basis, but I'm kind of addicted to running my Milwaukee pole saw. So that's always it's a weekend project for me almost every weekend. And we see lots of damage from vines and trees and things of that nature. And when it comes to roofing, it can cause hundreds, even thousands of dollars worth of damage if it's holding water or not letting the water escape the way it should. So,
all right. Let's grab a phone call from Sandy, who is calling in from Minnetonka this morning. Sandy, thank you. What is your question for Andy Lindis?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. My question is, my daughter has a house that was built in the 1900s. It's an old house, and she has central air, and it does pretty good downstairs, and it has an open staircase. It does pretty good downstairs, but it gets really hot upstairs where the bedrooms are. She has a dressing on her windows and stuff to keep the heat out. But is it have any idea what she can do to alleviate so much heat up there?
I would wonder what's going on in the attic. That can make a big difference. And when you have a properly sealed attic, that it can lower your cooling costs substantially. And sometimes it takes, like our metal roofing, Denny, when we do this on like the story and a half homes that are having ice dam issues, the part that they don't think about is the summertime. It's amazing how many people will be like, I didn't realize how much cooler this made my house. Well, the metal roofing, the finish that we have on it, has a very high reflectivity and a very very low emissivity. So it doesn't absorb the sun's energy. It actually reflects it. So it actually stays markedly cooler. Now, having said that, if you're spray foam in the attic and you have it all good, really the type of roofing does not make that big of a difference because of how sealed off your attic is. And it might be something to do with your vents. Maybe there's some things you can do with fans to try to push that air farther up the upstairs and get more of the central air going upstairs. But I would bet that it has more to do with your attic heat. And it could be just your ventilation too. Sometimes just adding a vent makes a giant difference, so I would highly encourage getting that inspected.
Okay. Before we take a break, Andy, let's grab another phone call. Bruce has been waiting there in Mankato to ask you a question. Bruce, good morning. Thanks for waiting. What's your question for Andy?
Good morning, guys. Appreciate your program. I got a question on a home where the second floor, the ceiling is vaulted. I'm not using the right terms probably, but it they only use 2x4s in the ceiling to make the rafters. If I take the shingles and the plate, the sheeting off, and spray that 2x4 full, so it'd be 3.5 inches of foam, will that be enough insulation?
You know, that's always the tricky part on these story and a half homes that have the knee walls upstairs. There's a lot of times you can't. There's not enough space to get the proper insulation, especially when it was framed with 2x4s. We don't run into that on a regular basis, but it's going to be better than nothing. It doesn't get you to an R60, which is what I would recommend in the attic. And sometimes that, in conjunction with maybe a false deck with more foam on the exterior of the sheathing, where you can make that airspace there. It's going to be better than what you have. And when we go to houses like this, that's, you know, we're using a lot of spray foam to try to fill those cavities. But you're limited with the design on a house like that, unfortunately.
All right. Hang on, Andy. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with more of the show here, our home improvement show, 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, our CCO temperature reading 71 degrees, on our way to 85, but maybe tomorrow we could be 96 and maybe 100 on Monday. Stay with us here in 830. This is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show. Denny Long here along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction, LINDUS. You want to get in touch? Again, here's that easy number to remember, 844-9-LINDIS, if you want to get some things done around your place. We have texters, Andy, that I want to get to, too. I don't want to leave those folks out, so let's get back to it here. The chimney, here's one. The chimney on my father's house has cracks and crumbling bricks. Who do these people need? What kind of workers are we talking about here?
You're going to want to look for a mason. Unfortunately, for me, sourcing and finding masons right now is a very difficult task. Ours are booked up pretty solid. In fact, the one good one I know is booking in next spring.
Wow.
So, you know, it can be a long process, but those would start it and look for a mason. Those are the type of people that can take care of that brickwork.
We need more artists, right?
Yes, sir. Craftsmen are in demand, Denny.
Yeah, for sure. This listener wants you to describe metal framing you use, Linda's used for new decks. Is it aluminum or steel? What does it look like? Is it galvanized? Questions like that.
You know, it's painted black, Denny. It's the same as our Fortress railing system. That's the company that makes it. So it's very aesthetically pleasing. You don't have to worry about any of the green treat. It's smaller than the normal framing and way more stable. And this gives us the chance that it's the last frame you ever have to do. And even if the millboard decking that we use, which is, in my opinion, the best composite decking out there, if that fails 30, 40, 50 years from now, the framing is going to be good, and you're just going to have to replace the decking.
Another listener, Andy, is needing some repair. They don't say exactly what the problem is, but they need to fix part of a concrete patio. Who do they look for?
You know, there's lots of concrete guys out there. Your landscapers can usually point you in the right direction for the concrete people, the flat work people. But again, with the concrete people, the masons, it's a process you want to get started, and you might not complete it yet this fall. That's the thing. So for me, reliable guys are booked up solid, and people are usually going to have to wait for it. And when I say reliable, when they tell me it's going to take them 4 months to get out to the project, I believe them, and they usually start within 4 months. And the ones that are saying they can get out there and start right away, there's a reason why they can start right away. Or those are the ones, like we alluded to earlier about the pool guy, that are just going to take the down payment and walk away.
Yeah. Give me the money and I won't see you.
Yeah.
Lucy from St. Cloud writes, I own a 1950s house with a walk-up attic that runs the entire length of the home. The floorboards are planks. The roof has a pitch that meets the floorboards. I'd like to have it insulated. I'm wondering, one, is it best to insulate the floor, roof, or both? Or will insulating the roof affect snow or ice dams in the winter? Three, is foam insulation best? Four, will insulation help with my bat problem? They love the show. And those are the questions for you, Andy.
I'm not sure about the bat problem, but usually when you're redoing a roof and insulation, you're going to be sealing up parts of the house that are going to help that. If I were you, Lucy, in the area of the world that you're in, there's a company out of St. Joseph called Luckin Companies. They specialize in roofing and attic insulation, and I'm sure they'll gladly come out and give you a free inspection and let you know what the best way to insulate and fix your house is.
Yeah, they could see it, you know, to be there and to inspect it. That's so important.
Correct.
Last week, Dexter says, you spoke about the best composite for a deck. Can you repeat what it is? And we do not need any railing with our deck. But what is that that decking material you guys love at Linda's?
Millboard decking. It's proven to be a really, really good product, Denny. Customers like it, and installers like it, and I think it's going to be as durable a product as we've ever installed.
And again, spell that for us, because I know we're going to get questions about that. How do you spell millboard? Just like it sounds.
Just like it sounds. MILBOARD, decking. You go to lindisconstruction.com, you can read all about it.
Yeah, you love that stuff. Now, do you have that at your house now?
I do. I replaced one staircase with it to test it out, and it's performing really, really well. And fortunately or unfortunately, the way you look at it, right now we're the only ones in the Twin Cities using it.
All right. I'm looking at the clock here and getting kind of a signal here. We just have 60 seconds to go, Andy. Any final thoughts or any deals or any ideas of if folks want to call Lindis, what can they expect?
Well, we have 50% off labor on the installation of leaf guard gutters, Denny, and we do now have two drone pilots starting that will be flying with our new software. It's a free service. It does a complete takeoff of your house and gives a complete damage report for your insurance company, and it's a very safe way to inspect your roof, and one of those ways where If we don't find damage, then you don't have to get up on there and scuff your shingles. So we can fly it with a drone and see what we see and go from there.
And the video quality is really excellent, isn't it?
It's amazing. This report that we get back, like I said, the artificial intelligence in the software automatically identifies all of the hail hits.
Wow.
And will do the test squares for the insurance company.
That's amazing. Andy, thanks so much. Happy Father's Day to you tomorrow. And let's talk again next week, huh?
Talk again. Thanks, Danny. Have a good day.
Good deal. Yeah.
Bye.
Get a hold of Lindis at 844-9-LINDIS if you need some help. Yeah, don't forget, Dad, tomorrow it's going to be a hot day, at least here in the Twin Cities, near 96 right now. It is 71 degrees on our way to 85 here in News Talk A3O WCCO. Denny Long, thank you.